In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Darrell Brooks, I didn't even know black people live in Wisconsin, and you injure 48 and kill 5. We gonna talk about it on the flip side of this.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss. I follow my heart, show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby, she 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
That's a fact, though. But back to you, Darrell Brooks. I don't know what's going on in your life that made you fly a SUV through a holiday parade, injuring 48 and killing 5 white people. Are you stupid? Man, these white folks about to have a ball with your ass. I hope you got some good lawyers. And not that lawyer I saw you at your daggone arraignment. That white lady sitting next to you. Man, listen. Her forehead said hang him. God damn it, it said hang him. She is not on your side. If she's corner pointed, your ass is done. Hey, listen, I just read an article in the New York Times. It said you was running from some domestic violence dispute. Is you stupid, retarded, or dumb? You done turned the DV to a multiple homicide in Wisconsin. I would say I feel sorry for you, brother, but I can't even lie. Your ass deserved to be under the fucking jail. I'm not even going to play with you. That was retarded. All those blocks you could have turned down. You could have made a whole bunch of lefts and a whole bunch of rights before you got your ass to that block that parade was on. But you so fucking ignorant, you rammed that motherfucking SUV right through that goddamn parade. And guess what them white folks in Wisconsin is about to ram through your ass? God damn. God bless the mental challenge. God bless those with mental issues. God bless them. May they be healed and cured from their mental issues. Lord, please forgive these mental patients, for they don't know what they do. Please, Lord, have mercy on them. Look at that crazy guy that chased Kyle Rittenhouse. He was the first one to die. He just came home from the mental hospital and flung a bag at him and lost his damn life. Lost his damn life. And listen, Darrell Brooks, it ain't that often Black folks commit mass murder. I don't know what type of fucking time you was on, bro, but not too many Black folks commit mass murder, bro. I don't know what the hell you was doing. I don't know what the hell you was thinking. But what I can tell you is you was out of pocket. Oh, Wisconsin, man, that conservative state. Man, listen. May them Republicans serve your ass with a zillion years. Shit. They about to tear your ass up in that courtroom. You see that court-appointed lawyer you got, brother? She ain't on your side. I'm letting you know right now. You saw her thick, big bone BBW ass? She looked like she eat hog maw, pig feet, and chitlins. She looked like a country girl. Them white country girls ain't taking no shit. Them white country girls ain't taking no shit. Boy, they done gave you the wrong lawyer. They knew what they was doing. They knew what the hell they was doing. They said, we gonna get this motherfucker, this lawyer right here. They said, yeah, you. The one with the motherfucking, the damn defense lawyer in the whole state with the highest conviction rate. She the defense and got the highest conviction rate. Shit. Boom, bye, bye, and a Brookie boy had. Brookie boy, Brooks, your ass is done. I hope you're getting your prayers up, brother. Because I'm telling you, the Make America Great Again white folks is not playing with you. You had a domestic dispute, brother. Why you just ain't wait for the cops and deal with that shit, man? Oh, my God. That's how I know you did some fuck shit. If you flew from the goddamn scene in the SUV and wind up killing five people, that means you did some bullshit to that Black woman. If you was in the house beefing with your girl, you did some bullshit. You probably put your hands on it. And if your crazy ass did that, then I can't wait for them to hurry up and throw away the fucking key on your ass. Yeah. A domestic violence turned to a multiple homicide. Lord have mercy on this man. Woo! The time they about to get your ass. Boy, you gonna die three times, come back to life the fourth time, and they gonna resentence your ass to give you some more time. Boy, your ass getting there. I wonder if Wisconsin got the death penalty. Boy, man, let me ask my best friend. Let me ask man's best friend. Do Wisconsin have the death penalty?
According to Wisconsin court system, articles on Wisconsin. Today, Wisconsin is one of only 12 states which does not have the death penalty for murder and other serious crimes.
Boy, you lucky. Wisconsin is one of 12 states that do not have the death penalty. Your ass is lucky. 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 But you better get your prayers up. Better ask God for some type of goddamn forgiveness. Because Lord knows that's the only thing that's going to get you through the rest of your life in prison. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please, please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.